Here's Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Yale research released by the National Bureau of Economic Research found surprise medical bills aren't randomly sprinkled throughout the nation's hospital. They come mostly from a select group of ER, emergency room doctors at particular hospitals. At about 15% of the hospitals, out-of-network rates were over 80%, the study found. Many of the emergency rooms in that fraction of hospitals were run by a company called MCARE. The Senate narrowly voted 50-50 with Vice President Pence breaking a tie on a procedural measure to debate the repeal of the health care bill. Trump made a speech to the Boy Scouts of America National Jamboree, which was so partisan that it forces the Scouts to put out a statement that they are a nonpartisan organization. The BSA has 2.3 million youth participants, down from nearly 4.6 million in the late 90s. Controversial but popular Veterans Choice Bill, which pays veterans to go to private doctors, failed to pass after Republicans tried to fund it by moving money from other parts of the veterans' budget rather than increasing funding. Study of 200 cases of economic sanctions imposed since World War I found one critical conclusion. Better keep the goals modest. Sanctions that are modest when aimed at relatively less powerful countries work best. The GAO report says that HUD ignored rules in selling $18 billion worth of distressed mortgages to private equity firms and hedge funds. CTE, a degenerative brain disease caused by blows to the head, was found in 110 of the 111 brains donated by former players to the NFL for testing. Concealed carry-on ban is voided in the District of Columbia by the Federal Appeals Court. There are 30 million jobs paying more than $35,000 a year for U.S. workers without four-year college degrees. There are also 75 million U.S. workers without college diplomas, or 2.5 workers for every one of those jobs. An increase in global temperature of 1.5 degrees centigrade is very likely to reduce annual economic output by the end of the century between 0 and 1.7%. But in the U.S., the range could be some areas of the country increasing by up to 10% and others falling 20% in GDP. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.